again. Messi with the shot. Oh! Oh! Messi! Oh, what a goal!
Oh! London.
Hey guys, welcome back. Welcome back to Quality Content with Kusman. Today is a crossover episode.
With
my guys.
I say I'm actually very excited. Very, very excited to be here.
We've been pushing this crossover for like almost 9 months or 10 months now. That Copa America time. I think that's when we met or something.
We saw in Ibadan the block party.
And we started talking about them. Okay, now so today we are discussing. I hope you guys listen to Vibe with Edmond Orris.
Please, podcast, you guys should
the number one sports podcast. And they always see I'm on top Gary Neville's podcast. I'm on that Seabold.
I just try my best.
When it comes to consistency, I'm trying to say every week you drop. So you try. Me, I know say sometimes I could just phase out, but me, I always see you say consistency are you.
I actually produce 2 episodes every week. Yeah. So I do the football every Monday after the weekend games. I just get like two fans of the biggest club. So that's the football that comes out on Monday, yeah. And then on Fridays, I just try to talk about and catch vibes. But I actually realized lately that most of the content I've been making on Friday, they are mostly content for people that want to know how to make money online, make money with their social media presence and develop their social media presence, basically. Yeah. So it's another section for content creators, basically. So for anybody that wants to learn content creation, you want to know how you can use, because like I bring many of all these Twitter influencers. You get some Instagram influencers to come and share their story.
You talk if you must drop 2 episodes a week, that means you talk to a lot of your friends. Because when I want to drop podcast, I just like conversation with my friends.
It's not easy, but we'll keep pushing. You need to see them.
Okay, now no problem. So today on Quality Content, we are talking about wrong moves. And this is obviously a crossover podcast with entertainment and sport. So we'll be looking at the two sides, talking, dissecting, and all that. So you are going, what's the column? You are my guest, so you are going to go first.
Okay.
So on that side, you know, some footballers have definitely made the wrong moves, like, they fall off. But first of all, my own first question is marriage a bad decision for an athlete?
For an athlete?
For a footballer.
Okay, so this is how I see it. Not just for athletes, guy, for everybody. I think that if you have hard work we are putting now as young people, to build something for ourselves. The same thing with athletes too. If you now get to a point where you now marry the wrong person, all of that could go to waste. Do you understand? Because if any scandalous news comes out today that Messi did something with his, maybe Messi's wife should just come out today that she wants to say some shit about Messi. Is every all this hard work is done?
It go day very hard because
you remember when that picture came out. When one guy they suck one other woman breast, people can't think saying a Messi. People don't already they talk. I don't know if you remember that.
I saw that. I saw that picture.
So I actually think not just for athletes, especially for if you are bigger, the stakes are higher for you. Do you get so you can't get
like wrong. this footballer, Eboué, is he Eboué? The one that got married to this white woman that took all his money and everything.
I think it's a boy. I hate that he's broke.
He's a boy, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That one. His old club had to employ him back as a steward or something. Can you imagine a black man?
Huh? Village Chifu.
So my end, music. Me, I'm big on music. Is marriage is 80% sometimes a wrong move. Depends, Sha. It depends on your audience, Sha, and who you're appealing to.
A wrong move. Do you want people to stay single for life?
there's a time that you pass your peak. Here you get.
Okay.
There's a time that you pass your peak. Yeah, you can't. You don't. There's nothing that you can do now that can pass what you have done before. Sure, you get. Okay. Maybe that's the time that you now. Yeah, cause
okay. So you're saying while in the
I can't imagine Wizkid getting married right now.
Why?
That's like losing half of his female fan base.
wait. So you think a lot of girls are following him because he's not married? No.
But okay. How many of our top musicians are married? The top dogs are married. Other movements will be slowed down.
Another thing I've come to realize lately, because like me, I did like very serious relationship. Yeah, 3 years counting now. Yeah, yeah, we did. We met on Twitter. We met on Twitter in 20. So we're friends for like 2 years before we started dating in 20. Officially, I started dating last year. Okay, so we don't complete. I've known her roughly 3-4 years pushing her, like, and it's going good. But this is what I'm going to say from experience, guy. Relationship stuff. No one talk about marriage. I can't imagine how marriage is, but like relationship is a lot of work. It's like, guy, it's a full time job because you are almost 100% responsible for another person. So like, even if you're having a very good day, very good career, maybe you want to work, but if your second person is not doing so well, that affects you. You get so I can understand why you may not want them to get married in their peak, because it's a lot of work and it can actually distract from your work if you are not like very disciplined. Do you understand? Because you have to cater to them. You get if you're a woman, for example, if some people are saying some people say something about Simi. If you're a woman, for example. Now she has
okay, you saw that tweet yesterday.
That tweet yesterday was very horrible. It was a horrible tick.
that particular tweet, that's 49th Street, caused chaos last night. I'm just like, I feel like all the artists logged out last night.
They will have been blocking a lot. They will have been blocking a lot.
Well, you can say so for even Dija too. So, I think Dija got married and I didn't see her again.
You get what I'm saying? Because like, Once you get married, your priorities change. So if you are focusing on your craft before, once you get married, you can't pull your craft over your family. You can't do that. It won't even be fair.
But people, they talk to career over family.
Career over family, but to at one point you're so going to need your family. You get at one point you're going to need your family because at the end of the day, I think family is what matters most, at least for me. You get your family, your friends, and the people that are not fans, not all these people that listen, all these ones are just there for the good time. You understand? But when it's bad, when things are rocky, because things will be rocky, who are you going to?
Yeah, family. It's family.
Okay, so should we talk about a footballer that made the wrong move?
Yeah, let's go there.
I think that's the fair. I think that he made the worst move in football history, and Neymar's move actually affected football as a whole. So that's how crazy the move was when he moved from Barcelona.
He switched the transfer market upside down.
Bro, he turned it upside down because like people were not expecting that he will move. Me personally, because like I had a follow back at that time, I'm like, when I started seeing the transfer news, I was like, these people are capping. This guy is just a catch. Because like transfer news comes out like this every transfer window now. You know the way it is. So I'm like, it can't happen, especially for that price. This is like 2016, 2017. Yeah. And next thing I knew, I saw that PSG has transferred. I was like, it shocked me. Did you get to
the news didn't take up to 3 days, it just snatched him. It was crazy.
Yes, it was very
fast. Like, he left training and just left.
Yeah, nah, because like he was even in training. They had played, I think they had played Juventus where he scored 2 goals for Barcelona. Everything is going good. And so this was what happened when he left. A lot of clubs started saying that almost is like a lot of people have money. Then Liverpool ripped Barcelona off that Disney because it got Coutinho. This and that wrong move. So you see the way everything just started to go wrong. Liverpool.
So one wrong move has cost a whole lot of.
Do you get Liverpool ripped Barcelona off because they knew we had money. They ripped, but Dortmund also collected their own from them.
But no. I can't say Liverpool ripped Barcelona that time. Look at what Coutinho did. It was worth that money.
We can't lie. I'm sorry. It's not worth that.
How
money.
Much was it again?
Much. Guy over 150.
How much was it
M.
again?
150 for what? Arrow this- two.
Did you watch Coutinho that season? Is you that is always talking, it's not all about stats, but you saw his gameplay that season.
Guy, he's not worth that. He's not worth that. I think
it's called the winner, a lot of screamers.
I beg. So I think that
he was their best player now.
You're just angry that
he didn't throw that much output for your team. It's okay to be angry.
I'm not denying that he's tough, but he starts
from Liverpool. It's like the same way you'll be able at Dembele now. Because what he did at Dortmund, he has not done it for you guys yet.
My own issue with Dembele is how he is always injured and he cannot keep himself fit. I don't think he has the discipline. And maybe his body type. I don't really know what with injuries. But like Messi and Ronaldo, for example, that they've not gotten injured despite the tackles they get and despite putting their body through what they are putting. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's because of how disciplined they are. When their doctor tell them, say, eat so food, sleep so time, do so thing by so time, they do it. Dembele go, they play Fortnite all night. How are you going to play Fortnite all night? You're not going to injure. You go come training. You never sleep properly. You understand? So I think
Vincent Juice, they play FIFA. Benzema catch Vincent Juice, they play FIFA before a Clasico. He said it is Barcelona without Messi. That's nothing they happen.
There's a new sheriff in town now. We have Pedri, and we have Torres, and we have Aubameyang. So
Aubameyang don't give now in our first. With our first season, like maybe I don't give him that first season special. From next season, you go to lament now. Okay, we did this timeline. Now you go to run the agenda.
Kusman, do you know what I think? I think that you are just projecting a lot because you're a Man United fan and you're trophyless in 5 years. That's not my fault. That's not Aubameyang's fault too.
I'm projecting a lot. Arsenal fan, say I am projecting a lot.
See, even the Arsenal won at the yesterday banned me. So let me just say this here categorically for people. So I was a Barcelona fan, and I also affiliated a bit with Arsenal because growing up I liked Orange.
Wait, allow me to speak my truth now.
I want to give you exclusive.
Hey. You people wait, see what he wants to do. He wants to confuse you guys.
I don't want the to affiliation. Confuse.
He wants to change Arsenal to affiliation. I want to put Barca as headquarters.
No, this is the truth. No, allow me speak. You go allow me speak. I mean, you don't go allow me speak.
Okay,
so this is what it was like. I think a lot of people have more than one club. Let's be honest here. Let's not try to sugar. I know a lot of people, even you, a lot of you, when Ronaldo goes to this club, you follow him, you follow the club. When Ronaldo moves here, you follow him. So growing up, when I just started watching football, because I started watching football very early, I saw the 2002 World Cup religiously as a kid. I met the real Ronaldo, Ronaldo. Remember what the Brazilian Ronaldo did in that tournament now? So, but when I started to watch club football, I started to watch Arsenal. You get, and I liked Henry. I just liked Henry because my friends used to tell me I played like him, so I just started following him. Now, and then Ronaldinho came to Barcelona. I started to follow Barcelona a lot. I watched a lot of Barcelona game. I watched Messi start all those. You know that goal.
That time we could only watch Barcelona Champions League goal. They were not showing La Liga in Nigeria.
No, they were. Had HITV. There were a lot of decoders then, guy. It wasn't just DSTV. You get, so it was the ninth. And my dad is a Man U fan, for the record. my dad is a Man U and Ronaldo fan, so they always banter him.
It's a bit better. Because my mom is an Arsenal fan, my dad is a Barca fan.
Okay. So when I wanted to, like, in building my brand on Twitter, so I was like, okay. I'm like, which I have to pick one, because I said think about it. Whenever Arsenal was playing, because there were periods when Arsenal played Barcelona a lot. Yeah. And it was very easy for me to support Barcelona. Because, like, guy, you know I love Messi. I will literally do. So when Messi they play any guy, they support Messi against Nigeria. You understand? So this is not a case of Arsenal. But what I did, and that's why a lot of people found out that I was affiliated with Arsenal, what I did was, after I made my decision, I cut off everything relating to Arsenal from me and my life. I don't watch them, I don't follow them, I don't think about them. And you can see that it was a wise decision, because Barcelona is the best club in the world.
and see,
just like Neymar, you played football on Thursday last year and you lost the final.
But me, I don't win now. When you win now,
let's see now. Still on the Neymar shower, I think that when you leave Barcelona, there's no other place you can go to. The only other club that can house you when you leave Barcelona is Real Madrid, but we're rivals, so you can't do that. So I don't think it has gone well for him there. I think he regrets. I think he tried to come back last year, but it wasn't possible. Finances.
Neymar, me, I think Neymar's problem is not football. I think it's something else. I feel like Neymar is doing too stuff. But to me, Neymar is.
See him retiring very early.
Neymar is the most skillful player in the world. I like Neymar so much.
He's my favorite player after Messi.
After Messi.
Yeah.
Messi is not in my top 10, though.
You don't know ball. You don't know ball.
I don't know. You won't talk.
Messi, you don't know ball. Guys, talk about go back. At another artist and wrong.
We're going back to music now. Yeah. What do you feel like about Lil Cash? What happened with Lil Cash?
I think that he's very talented. I think that he's very good. I think that a lot of people just want it, to be honest. I think
so,
a lot of people just
okay, so you think he left, so music, he left, he was not making enough money.
I think music for him was a means to an end. So he started to make money and he was like, I don't really have to go to the studio and be trying to crack my brain every time to sing, to produce a hit 2 weeks.
So you're saying he wasn't making enough.
He wasn't Rihanna. Making enough money.
Are you saying he wasn't making enough music money?
No, I think he started to make enough money.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. What were you saying about Rihanna?
I think the same thing with Rihanna too. I think she's making so much money from business that she's not focusing on music anymore. Music is not a priority. You understand? So that happens a lot with artists and people. That's why, and even guy, even life. That's why what Messi and Ronaldo are doing for, I'm coming back to football again, it's crazy, because like these guys have won everything, they've done everything, but they still keep coming back for more. Guy, it's not easy. It takes a lot of discipline and hunger and consistency. Because I think he made money, he started getting the good life, and then he just stopped singing. But he sings back slowly these days, yeah.
Who?
Lil Cash, or is he not?
Yeah, he's back, but he can definitely not feel the same. But he has that mad track, he's in a list.
He has one song with I think it's Fireboy that I love. So I think it's Love Like This. I think that's the name of that song. I love that song.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. It's the song that it features Hot Artist, the Bang Steady. But I've not.
What do you think about him?
I don't know. For Lil Kesh, I think he shouldn't have left YBNL when his career was still in the growing process. Should have waited for at least a year after his debut album.
Okay, so what happened was he went to form his own record label.
No, I think he just left. I don't know. I don't really know what happened, but he left. He left before. He left before his debut album.
What does YBNL mean? Young and Getting It. Is he not the owner of Young and Getting It?
Young Yagi. He left YBNL and did Yagi now.
Yeah.
But Yagi, I don't think Yagi had the clout that YBNL had. It's Olamide, of course. Now.
What happens? Can you explain what happens? Why do artists? Because I heard Mayoko has left DMW.
I think Mayoko is with Sony now, I guess. Okay.
So what happens? Why DMW. what's the transition for artists?
So Mayoko's contract just expired. Nothing. It just expired.
Okay.
Yeah, now it's like football too. Now contracts expire. Contracts expire. And some were sleeping on carton with hit songs in Pistol's house. Come on, guys, it's just not funny. The time that he was sleeping on that carton, he had like two songs that were popping in the club. So the whole piece is just funny.
You know why hunger is a very strong recipe for success. When you are not hungry again, the guy is not the same. That's why I always say that the best time to enjoy creatives is just before they blow. Just before they blow, they are putting.
But when they blow this and the money, everything is start getting relaxed. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's not really. Maybe it's not relaxed. Maybe it's just. I don't think it's relaxed. Now that I think what they do is because. What fame does for you is it gives you avenue to make a lot of money because people know you and people trust you. Do you get so they are going shows, they are getting endorsement deals. So probably somewhere there, they are seeing another place where they are making way more money than they are making from actually going to the studio and trying to sing. Do you get so the motivation is not the same anymore? You get because, like, for example, let me use myself, for example. When I started my podcast in May last year, I was always dropping podcasts back to back. So Monday, I first started every Monday, and then I increased it to twice a week. So I was dropping back to back throughout last year from like May till December. Yeah. And by December, my babe was telling me that, bro, you have to rest. She said, rest. The Lord Jesus Christ rested. And I'm like, no, we can't rest. That we have to keep going. So, but she finally convinced me, and the rest was good. So when I rested, I using a podcast in December 10th last year. And I started to do research on, because a lot of people were hitting me up on they want to start a podcast. So I made a podcast course. I took like the next 6, 7, 8 weeks to make a podcast course. I finally launched it on Valentine's Day. All this while I was still making podcasts though. Do you get? But that was not really where my focus was. Do you get? Because my focus is on the course. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I finished the course, and then this whole my merch is coming out now. So I've been working on the merch since like January. So I'm trying to get designs. I'm talking to this graphic designer. I'm trying to get the concept because I want it to be about football and podcasting. Yeah. So there's that. So now I'm talking with the company. So like there are a lot of things now that are taking my attention away really from just before it was just thinking about the podcast. Do you get what I'm saying?
This
content training thing that I'm doing for people right now, that where I'm literally coaching them on how to like create content and build a brand on social media. Yeah. So many things are now happening just off the podcast. So I don't really think I think it's just so when you get bigger, your focus changes.
Yeah. Your focus changes. I won't even
your focus changes.
Because there was a time I started making this kind of money off Twitter. I just stopped tweeting. Then it was like, this money is going to run out. I have to pick up money. I have to go. You know, understand? Like, people started noticing that I'm absent. Like, I just had other things to do. All of a sudden, I say, this morning get to finish, guys. So you just have to.
I don't. My own Twitter story is, I actually don't really enjoy Twitter the way I, when I use my Twitter,
I don't like Twitter too like that anymore.
Bro,
everybody is just sensitive about everything.
It's the way the world is now. That's the direction the world is moving. Everybody is so sensitive. You can't even make jokes anymore because you don't know who's going to get offended.
And the thing about Twitter is, once the joke leaves your neighborhood, now cooking straight. You get some kind of where you go talk, where your normal guys could just laugh on that. But once the wrong person quote them, hey, everybody will come home on those Twitter for violence. For that place.
Oh, well, that, which other musician a wrong move are you thinking of right now? Okay, wrong move. I want to say this one boldly because I said it on, I made it on Twitter on those music opinion. I think that Davido rushed. I think that Davido rushed. That is a, what's the name of this last album?
A Better Time.
I think he was rushed. I think that he wanted to compete.
How do you know it was rushed?
Guy, you will know. I think he said it, that he made the album in 1 week, maybe 2 weeks. I'm like, how do you make an album in 2 weeks? Can you produce an album in 2 weeks? Do you see how long it took Wizkid to make Made in Lagos? You get. So when Made in Lagos came out, I knew that this was going to be that album. And I tweeted it a lot. I told to my friends, a lot of them were arguing with me and they were saying a lot of shit. And they were saying Wizkid could have done better. They made in Lagos, but it's not from Lagos. It's not making music for Nigerians. Blah, 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 blah. You know, they even trended trash in Lagos.
Not for Nigerians.
Bro, and I'm like, some of you people don't even pay attention. I mean, I pay attention because, like, I'm always on Twitter, so I'm always seeing the reactions of people. And I knew that this album was going to be that. Even that SS song, I'm not as well as SS is doing, guy, because, and like, you can go and search my tweet across SS. I said it. Do you get? So I feel like, because he had just released, what did he release previously before A Good Time? I think it was A Better Time.
No, A Good Time was before A Better Time.
Okay, A Good Time, which, A Good Time had a lot of old songs, in my opinion, that had been released like long before. Do you get? And I'm like, okay, but it was not a bad album. I enjoyed it. I liked it. He had them.
I like the one with Zlatan and
Sweet in the Middle. And Sweet in the Middle was world, very good. World. Sweet in the Middle. Blow My Mind was very good. You get. So all those ones were good, but
D and G.
Yeah. And then the next year, you are just coming to drop another one. And I'm like, I think that you should have maybe chilled a bit. Still try to push some of the old songs. I'm not an artist and I'm just giving my opinion. Do you get? And maybe I'm wrong, but this is how I feel. I feel like you should have taken more time before you brought out the next one. This new one that came out, I was really just disappointed with some of the features on it. Like the one with Nas. I love Nas. I don't know if you know Nas.
I don't listen to rap a lot.
Okay, I love,
but I know Nas. Even if you don't listen, you should know Nas.
Yeah, because I love J. Cole and J. Cole respects him a lot. So I that was why I met him. Yeah. So I was expecting that this song is going to be goated, and I was disappointed. Even the song with Bella Schmoder, I didn't like it. So they're just a couple, and even the arrangement, if I feel like I was like, bro, I think he should, and I'm as well as a Davido project should do. Do you get? Because I mean, you are Davido. Davido is two biggest artists in it was top two. But I think that album just really, I don't know, because
the album has a lot of hit songs, though.
Is it?
The album has a lot of hit songs.
I bet, call them. Let me hear.
I Got a Friend to Me. Me, I like that song.
I Got a Friend is a hit song. Hey guys, so, yeah, I want to ask you, because you people are the ones in music Twitter. What do people mean when they say hit song? What define a hit song?
The first thing with a hit song should be acceptance.
Like from
everybody is just jamming it. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to make sense. Eh?
I think Fame is a hit song. Fame is a
see this finesse.
Yeah.
Everybody can relate to it. But on a normal day, it's not everybody that listens to that kind of song, but everybody sings the song. Mm-hmm. So that, I think that is it. that is it. I mean, Essence had to grow on me. So when it came out, I didn't like Essence.
You don't know Balls.
when it came out.
When it came out, what was your favorite Made in Lagos?
Sweet One Reckless.
Are you serious?
They were my favorite tracks. Yeah.
My favorite was Piece of Me, actually. Piece of Me and I think Essence. Yeah, but guy, later everything just
I like Piece of Me too. But the one I can't stand, or the one I normally skip, is Just Long Time. I listen to everything else.
Guy, out of Bless.
You like Long Time?
I love all the songs on the album, to be honest. Whiskey's songs make me very happy. Guy, I rinse. Made in Lagos. Or anytime I play it now, I don't play it once.
What's your favorite project from Wizkid?
I think it's Made in Lagos. No, I think it's Made in Lagos. Made in Lagos.
My only Soundman.
Soundman, that EP.
Yeah, it's my favorite track for personal reasons. I love it so much, guys.
Bro, there are a lot of quality songs there. I think a lot of people slept on that though.
Deep Soundman.
Yep.
It was the teaser for Made in Lagos. See what you like expect.
So guy, what do you think about Buju?
Buju.
Yeah.
I think Buju is really good, exceptionally good. But he's arrogant. And people don't like that he's arrogant. Nigerians like to cut your wings before you fly.
How dare you believe in your ability?
How dare you believe in your ability? That time that Burna Boy was always bragging on Twitter, any small thing, they would just change him. Say they're too proud. Say they all those Abuju now.
I want to confess here that I was among those that dragged.
That you dragged Buju.
No. I've always loved Buju. My babe puts me on. You dragged Burna Boy. Why? Okay, so this is it. I think I remember when I was coming to Ibadan 1 year, and there was this event where they put him under small caps, and he came out and said that you don't do that. I'm an African giant, and everybody was making jokes. But guys, see, Burna Boy is an inspiration for me. He's an inspiration for me. I love him so much now because at this point it wasn't really that deep. I like some of his old songs. I liked Like to Party is one of my favorite Burna Boy song. I liked a lot of his song, but I didn't really think it was, you know. But he felt like that, and he was saying it and was living it, and he went and he did the African Giant off that that caption. I think it was it not Coachella that he put his name
that is his biggest album.
So African Giant tried to win the Grammy with it. He failed. Listen though, he failed. He went back to the studio and he brought out Twice as Tall. And when you listen to Twice as Tall, that's a proper album, guy. I think that's my favorite album. From the first song, you could already hear what he was talking about.
I gotta stop you right there. The favorite, my own favorite Burna Boy album, man. Yeah, I know the lie is Outside.
I didn't really feel Outside, to be honest.
I feel I'm far. But in the next one, the proper album that should have won the Grammy, African Giant, not Twice as Tall. Twice as Tall is like a diluted African Giant.
What do you mean by it's diluted? I feel like for him to go back and do that and now win, that's a monster mentality. He's a winner. I love winners.
I love winners too. But me, I'll pick. If I'm supposed to pick one of the albums to listen to, I'll pick African Giant.
Maybe that I'll go and listen to it again.
Guys, I listen to African Giant. Say they want me.
I want to say this here because this is a music, like a music podcast. Yeah, when an album is out, I don't think the most popular songs are the best songs. I think there are a lot of golden gems that people don't. What's the most underrated song he made in Lagos?
Underrated, though.
Not really underrated, but like what song do you think should
Sweet One.
Sweet One, guys. Sweet One from start to finish. Yeah, it's from start to finish. I like Roma a lot too. I love Roma. Roma is a sweet song.
I like Roma. I like Roma. Terry actually Terry tried for that song.
He killed it.
Terry too left Starboy Records. So do you think this is a wrong move or a right move?
I've not really followed him well, to be honest, but I see all the conversations online and a lot of people talk about how Wizkid is not doing a lot for him. But bro, he put him on his album that is going to win a Grammy. I don't know how he can get bigger than that.
Took him to the O2.
And he doesn't
support. Gave him the Canada certification for soccer song. And they say Wizkid did not do anything.
So I don't know, but if he feels do better outside, because you know Buju was on the boy.
Bonham.
But he left. And I think he started to pick when he left. Do you get? So if he can do that, whatever will make him win, to be honest. Me, I'm all for people wanting to win. If that will make him
you
win.
Do you think his social media presence has where he is now? Because people are always talking that he's not here. He's not here at all.
I'm very big on social media presence, and that's why, like, I'm always preaching to people, because I've produced a lot of content on my podcast about how people need to take social media seriously. It doesn't matter what business you are doing. It doesn't matter what industry you are in. If you are not giving yourself that social media publicity, then you are missing out on a lot. You have to now. That's where the attention of the world now is on social media, guy. Everybody's on their phone. Do you get... One out of every 5 minutes is spent on the Mark Zuckerberg app, which means you're either on WhatsApp or you're on Facebook or you are
Snapchat.
Do you get a snap this TikTok? So like you need to be among the conversations. I think a lot of artists need to invest in PR, proper PR, to be honest. Ronaldo is a PR goat.
Ronaldo.
He has hacked. Guy is the most followed man on social media in the world.
Is this Ronaldo props from Edmond Oris?
No. No, this is how I genuinely feel. Let me say this here. I feel like...
Edmond, no lie, yo. Now Messi gets PR pass.
Why you talk like that now? Messi is not...
The humble child, the talented boy. Why did you like this? Ronaldo is arrogant. You say now he get PR.
Arrogant, but he's very intentional with the way he uses social media. His posts are very calculated. The captions are equally calculated. Intentional. He wants to pass a message every time. Every post. Hey, he makes more money on social media than he makes on football. Do you know what that means?
Yeah. So I saw that. He's the biggest influencer.
If Messi invested more in people or social media, there will be no argument right now, to be honest.
Messi doesn't even really look like a socialite.
At all, he just wants to play with his.
It looks like a homebody, like from my house to the field, back to my house, back to the field, like that. Me, that's how I am. Me from my house. I don't like traffic. If I want to come out, I'll go out at night. Back to my house.
You don't like traffic. I don't like Lagos.
Now why they come out? I only come out for night. To anything when you mean afternoon. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, guy, okay. Ibadan for you. I love you, but. No, there is no traffic, so you can get to anywhere in 30 minutes max.
Ibadan gets police pass citizens.
That's cap.
That's cap.
We know they encounter police like that here.
Yeah.
Even though they picked up the day when I bought my phone in 2020, that instance period, I buy a new phone. I go on top
back. They night. Picked you. Is the you there with the police. Receipt? They don't ask me for receipt of they don't ask me for receipt of perfume oil before. I just be confused. I they really confused. They say now jazz we I won't use for person. I just I don't know what to talk. Maybe they no come slap me on top.
let me mention another footballer wrong move here. I think wrong career move.
Ronaldo, my own opinion is that he would have picked up 3 more Ballon d'Ors in Real Madrid. The form.
So you agree
bad.
It was a wrong move?
I obviously it's a wrong move. Now I don't even know what to do. I don't know what
let me
tell you, I didn't expect it to. I just woke up and saw that this guy don't sign with Juventus just after World Cup now?
Let me tell you what I think he was trying to do. Let me tell you what I think he was trying to do. I think that after he had won the three-peat with Real Madrid, I think he started to feel like, I'm Ronaldo, I can do anything. Let me go to a new country, a new club, and try to win them the Champions League. Because if I can do that, that would just end any good debate there is. But I think that he flopped because Ronaldo in Real Madrid, Modric does not win that Ballon d'Or, guy. He will never lift it with Ronaldo in that team. Perez will not agree. You get, so he would have won that Ballon d'Or. But when he left, Perez wanted to show him that, guy, I'm the boss here.
But Ronaldo was not wrong to think that way, because number one, he came from England to win it for Real Madrid. He won it in England before he left, and he came to win it for Real Madrid. So it was not wrong to think that he's that guy. Shit, you get.
Was he the one that won it for Real Madrid? It was Ramos that scored the last minute goal. And
you have
and
come Maria now, Abi. And you have Bale come. Now. Somebody who
wait, wait, now, somebody wait, now, wait, now, wait, 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 wait. It was, he wait, that La Decima. I remember he ghosted the whole game. Ramos scored the last minute header. I went to extra time. Di Maria scored. Gareth Bale scored. Okay, then he so scored. Yeah, guys, wait, he scored the fourth goal and he pulled his shirt like, say, you don't fight cure for AIDS. What are you talking about now? That's the winning.
So you're saying that to win a competition, it's only the people that scored in the finals that won it. No, somebody can score 15 goals. Now,
but
when you were saying Gomez won the Euros, I was just like, how did Gomez win the Euros?
Was he Gomez?
We don't want the silver boot at that Euros. Huh?
Eda.
Sorry, hey, Eda, yeah, the agenda was always,
guy, well, you don't do Messi and Ronaldo. Messi and Ronaldo fans, they do their banter now.
I'm telling you, it's every day for the past 10 years. They're really consistent fans.
Sometimes I think that, like, this thing is never going to end. I think it's going to be with them and with all of us for the rest of our lives.
It can't end. It's preference. So, I mean, the team, you say, as you did, like,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you convince me, even if you show me 1,000 clips of Messi, you know, if you convince me, say, he better pass Ronaldo. I mean, I know if you convince you. So, everybody go date their own.
You have blocked your heart to the truth. You have blocked your heart to the truth.
Truth?
Open your heart and let the truth enter.
Open your own. Open your
own. Oh, okay, we are back.
So, you know about Sean Tizu, when Sean Tizu was popping and he just died off.
Bro, I don't know what happened to him, but I love Sean Tizu, guy. I love his music, was good.
Perfect gentleman, surely.
Surely for me. Surely gives me goosebumps.
That was the song of the year now. It was just every year.
Surely was crazy. What happened to him? Where is he these days?
I think he's back in the country, Sharp, because he left after he stopped dropping music. He left. I think he had a fight with the tunes, then relocated to US. So all I think that just affected his career. You don't move that far from your fan base. You're not Whiskey or Davido or Burna Boy.
I want us to talk. Let's project now, because this episode is an episode. I'm going to publish it on my podcast as well, because it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I want us to talk about let's project into the future. What artist do you think is going to be dominating the Nigerian scene in the next 5-6 years?
Next 5-6 years.
And
okay, next 5-6 years. How many names do you want from me? Dominating is actually just three artists.
Call. Okay, yes. And then you can we'll talk next rated too. Who do you think should win next rated? And I don't know, call as many as you're okay with.
Okay, let's call three, because for every generation now, we three artists. So
okay,
the next, you said in the next 6 years.
Next 5-6 years, yeah.
Next 5-6 years. It's going to be Fireboy, Rema, and Wizkid.
Wizkid, you're still putting Wizkid there.
Our hard drive full. When we don't retire, we'll see the release jams. Just calm down.
No, I don't think Whiskey. I don't think you can pull Whiskey. I'm talking about new Whiskey. Done. Whiskey has gone and done it, guy.
What you said was dominating. Don't worry.
Okay, so let me
So you what
young
you, what
young you, artist? Let me change my word. Young artist.
Young artist.
Yeah. That will be dominating the Nigerian music scene for the next 5-6 years.
I'll still go with Rema, Fireboy. Then if this girl can keep her fire, this bloody Samaritan, she should be up there too.
respect Buju. Why do people, for me it's Buju. Buju.
Oh my, wait, I forgot about Buju totally. Buju is going to be up there.
He will.
Buju has a lot of songs. Not even his own. Every Friday, Buju is on the New Music Friday list. Every Friday. Oh. Buju is up there. Buju is up there. So Rema, Fireboy, and Buju.
Yeah, I think so.
But if I want to talk about, if I want to batch for any woman right now,
mm-hmm.
is Alastair.
No,
especially her performances.
Yeah, she looks like she's very talented, and I like her music. She's doing well, and she's so young.
So, do you prefer her or Tems?
So if I'm to listen to one person's music between both of them, it will be Tems. Tems.
Ah, why?
Tems just has something about her voice. There's one rawness about Tems voice that I like. No, it's not because of Essence. It's not because of Essence, but there's just one rawness in her voice that I like. It's the same reason I like Bella Shmoda too. I like hearing that is.
That's crazy.
I love it. I like the Zinolinski too. I don't know, I've mentioned that. And I was talking about artists before the blow, so I can relate a lot to Zinolinski because of the things he says in his song. He's a powerful artist.
Yeah. I just feel like if I didn't grow up in Lagos, I won't really enjoy Nigerian music. Because growing up in Lagos helped me understand Yoruba. And most of all this music, like Yoruba did this.
Yeah, I don't understand Yoruba, but I like them. And my mom is Yoruba for
now. Yeah, you go vibe now. Yoruba music sweet. But me, I like to hear what they talk sometimes. Me personally,
yeah, I like to. I always ask my friend to like interpret for me and all that.
So
footballers. Let's talk young footballers that will dominate the next 5-6 years. Number one, Pedro.
I don't understand Nagig. Then I geek because I don't see him for timeline everywhere for the past 3 days. Pedri.
Because if and you watch Barcelona him,
influencers, they run this
do you team. Watch him? Eh? Do you watch him?
Give me gig. Pedri, because of Una overuse Pedri last year. He played 5 competitions. They say he go holiday. He say no. Say you see they go Olympics. After Olympics, you still go Paralympics. Only him. I beg go. You can't give a golden boy. I don't just understand that. If you want to give person where they cover distance, why no reason can't they?
Guy, you are just flying with the propaganda. So when you hear things like you actually sit down and watch him, guy. He's fucking brilliant. He's very brilliant. He's very good. He'll be dominating.
So if you're going to stake. Put high stakes now that any one and top 3 players in the next 6 years, you're going to put Pedri.
Yes, I'll put him there along Mbappe. Obviously, everybody knows Mbappe, and then what's his name? And of course,
wow,
yeah, you call your own. What are the 3? Let me hear.
The 3 Havertz. Lukaku and
Werner. Who is that?
Sorry, Chelsea fans, I'm joking. Chelsea fans, I'm joking. Chelsea fans, I'm joking. they don't get excited.
Oh, those, especially Lukaku. Lukaku just they fuck with Chelsea fans' feelings. He just they use them, they play.
Yeah, they make them deactivate. I never see these people before. So,
guy, yeah.
Mbappe, Haaland, and Sancho. I still get Sancho for mine.
Vega. I like
soon,
Sancho.
Talk soon. We own Chelsea. I like Sancho. Owns Chelsea. I know Kofo is listening. Sancho owns Chelsea.
guys, so let's end here. What is happening with Man United, and where are you in terms of being a fan? Because like I know you're not supporting them so much. You are slowly deviating from football Twitter. So, but talk to us about Man United.
How did you notice? They want to kill me. They want to kill me. I'm telling you, there's no happiness in that team again.
Did you not see what Pogba said? He said he has been depressed.
It's not only him that is depressed, though. Make all of us know that if I come outside doing my own press conference now, the whole world will shake. I'm telling you, Man United will never give you peace. You get one time Ronaldo score. I never even sit down and drink cup. They don't equalize us. I don't just know how pressing good they try effort, carry one team. And you have Maguire at the back, and they're not marking him. Make Baran try mark Maguire. I don't tell them.
Anytime Maguire plays, the other team have 12 men.
12. I mean, the truth is about football. Since after pandemic, he not really enter again. For me, Sha, I don't know about anybody else. I don't feel I'm again.
I know why you are feeling like this, because Man U is not going. They're not doing well. If you are a Barcelona fan,
you play football on Thursdays.
It doesn't matter. So, somebody can have more money than you and still be sadder than you. You don't play football. That's on Thursdays, but you are not happy. Me, I play on Thursday. That's why Spotify
is using your jersey to do paintball.
Oh, guy, don't kill me, Jerry. But it's been fun.
We're not going to wear all those musicians' name for Jesus Christ.
Spotify. So anytime you pay for your Spotify subscription, just know that you are paying for Barcelona. You are funding Barcelona. So you are everybody's a Barcelona fan.
They don't collect my money this morning. So no Barca slander this week.
So which one do you prefer, Spotify or Apple Music?
The thing about the Kini BC, I prefer Spotify, Sha. But me, I was using Apple for the longest until my friends, they were dating. They broke up and they threw me out of the family. So I went to use Spotify.
Oh, that's
everybody
wild.
Has to go now. Eh?
I said that's wild.
It's very wild, dude. It's very wild. And me, I'm wishing I could come. They should come back together for Apple. My card was not working for Apple, but it was working for Spotify. So I just ran there, JJ. I didn't even ask them what happened to the Apple Music.
I've always been Apple Music since I got my iPhone.
I love Spotify. New music. They arrange them. And they recommend between they listen to sometimes. And if you have a partner now, like you said, you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a plan for partners. You do not start recommending the kind of music she listens to. For Shadi, your Spotify team, can you come? You shall guess my drift.
I guess your drift. Maybe one day I'll check. But I've been using Apple 2015, 2016.
Just Spotify sound is even better. So, you know, the sound is different.
Voila now. Kusman, any last words? Please, guys, if you are listening, because I'm going to put this on my podcast as well. You guys should check out Kusman's podcast. He's a vibes man, cruise man. It will make you laugh a lot.
Yes. That's all I do. Guys, it's Kusman. Listen to subscribe to my podcast. I'm not saying you should listen, because I know how to listen to podcasts. You don't have to listen to it immediately, but just subscribe so you can get notifications when they are ready and all that. Thank you.
No, well, for me, you guys should check out my podcast, Vibe with Edmond Doris. It's available on all platforms. So I've put my podcast on AudioMac, it's on Deezer, it's on Apple Podcasts, it's on Google Podcasts, it's on Spotify.
I put mine on Amazon.
So I don't want to hear, I don't know what application to listen to it on. You can listen to it anywhere. And my merch is coming out, guys. I want my merch to be very big, Kusman. I want the whole of Nigeria to buy this merch. I have a merch for podcasts. I will send you designs immediately after this podcast. And you're going to love them.
Okay, now I'm waiting.
So please, you guys should check it out. Check out my content. I make content for anybody that wants to win. And anybody that wants to know how they can make money online, You get so if you because everybody talks in money, not the Nigerian money, but there's money and guys talk about the money in influencer marketing, please. Because I see you they chop a lot of influencer money. Kusman, add me to your campaign team now.
How do you know I chop a lot of influencer money?
Guy, why are you
Twitter no be real life? God. Okay, there's a lot of money on the internet actually. And the thing is that I came late. To me, I came late.
You do? I think this guy is not late now. For anybody that wants to start now, it's not late because
I'm not talking about anybody. I feel like I came late.
Okay.
Because I've been using Twitter. I've been using Twitter since I was in SS2. That's 2012.
Okay, but you were not creating content.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even so when I was in uni throughout, when I was in school, uni, but I was just one of these 200 followers accounts that I'll be dropping. I'll just be talking to their normal followers and everything. The time I started taking Twitter seriously was when I graduated from school, university. Okay. And we started that pandemic-ish. You know, the whole pandemic for a year.
Yeah. Oh, God, your was crazy because, like, I literally saw when you started becoming active because I became active in 2018. You get,
yeah,
and then you just flew.
That 2020, I was at home, I swear. And I swear, I didn't have money. I just left school. When I was in school, my mom said they always fund me. I mean, I was at home, I don't like asking for money, so I just like, I never taking Twitter seriously. Somebody told me that I should get to 10,000 followers and they will get me job. I don't want to mention the influencer's name, but it's today he has not gotten me job.
It's like all those aunties, like all those uncles that will tell you that guy.
It's like all those uncles.
When you graduate,
I thank it because I took the promise seriously.
And he pushed me.
And he pushed me. I told him when I got to 10,000. I told him when I got to 20,000, but still nothing.
My own story was I was seeing a lot of people saying the things that I used to think in my head. Cause like I joined Twitter in 2013 when I was in 100 level, but everybody joins and leaves. Do you get? So
yeah, you're not around
2017, 2018, I started to see a lot of Twitter content on Instagram because I was going on Instagram then. I got like 2,000 followers. I was popping, but I started to see a lot of Twitter content on Instagram. So I'm like, source is coming from. Let me be there. You understand? So
yeah, when Instagram is Twitter commentary.
Yeah. So I'm like, I can do all these things now. So I started to, you know, just tweet. I tweeted a lot in like 2018, 2019. Do you get? I didn't even know I was going to start like be able to make money from it. It was just catching cruise for me because like I didn't have any other thing I was doing because I was seven at the time. Do you get? And then one day, one brand.
I knew you that time. You and Bobo is single-handedly. I cannot say una they always is backup. That time I didn't know what football Twitter is. I just come and shout Ronaldo goal and go back offline, that kind of thing. But I should see people were. People were tweeting. I know that the people that they always tweet football. I shall know Boboye. I know you. And funny thing about Boboye is, I thought he was like 40 something years or 30 something years or 35 years.
I thought he was very old too.
Can you see? When we started talking, as in when we started talking proper, and I met him one more. I said, well, this Twitter, I'm not going to kill me. Because the way his own banter is so mad. I don't know, is it mature that he's 240 plus? That
he don't like, calm down now, sir. He don't calm down.
This guy now, old man.
No, but he's a very smart man. But I just want to say this for anybody. For anybody that, and maybe you're listening to Kusman, you're listening to me. Apparently, I inspire a lot of people, which is good. But this is what I want to say. My own, nobody promised me anything. Nobody told me anything. Use it. I started to get a lot of notifications and I started to think of I have to be making money from this thing somehow because it, you know, say the notifications they disturb from time to time. It guys, your phone not always on do not disturb.
Oh, more guy, I know if you even try and many people, many transactions, they will. If I sleep past 1 hour, I say they go, they find me. So that do not disturb is when I want to sleep.
No, my
probably.
My
but
own
the thing
is...
about the thing about the thing about your particular friends thinking that you are airing them on Twitter because you're an influencer, you cannot see everything.
No, you can't. You can't. You cannot see everything. The discussions are too much. So me, what I have is all the important people. I their messages and calls can still come in. Their messages and call can still come in, but because the notifications, they always affect. Maybe I want to type something or I want to write something, so it's always coming. But anybody listening, what you have, okay, so whatever it is that you want to do, all you have to do is you need to create a lot of content. You need to tweet a lot. You need to service a particular niche for a very long time. Then that niche will start to see you as authority. So Kusman, for example, has serviced music Twitter. Kusman is a music menace and a whiskey menace. If you say shit about whiskey online, it doesn't matter where you are, Kusman will find you. So Kusman did that. I did that for football. Do you get to pick a niche? The niche now, a lot of people like to don't go out of the things you like or the things you love or the things you know. Kusman, do you have to read about music before you talk about music? No, because no, the people you follow on your timeline, they give you music content.
Hot fuck Twitter self get an issue. Me could not join the one where you be do.
You understand what I'm saying? But chat create a lot of content in that niche. Follow people, engage people. Do you get when you do this? You go start to the package I'm sponsored because you can always reach out to me. I can help. I'm helping a lot of people right now. I can help you because I did this shit by myself. Nobody helped me. Nobody promised me anything, Sha. You get to, but there's a lot of money to be made from influencer marketing or building a brand on social media. Cause you can never go wrong with having followers, Kusman.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You can never go wrong with having followers.
You can't. Okay, thank you guys. Thank you guys for rocking with us today. Wow, this is probably one of my longest episodes.
When you talk with Mazoris, you must talk. You must shalai. Before I bring people on my podcast, they always talk. Say they don't know anything to talk. I'm like, you're talking with Mazoris, you're not good talk.
Yeah, that's it. See, once the conversation starts, before I start every podcast, I'm like, how am I going to do this? Like, shit. Yeah, we do it again. You see, you know now. So he talks. I've done plenty past waiting. I put for phone. So you see.
Yeah. We still have another episode starts, coming. I want to bring Kusman and I want to bring Damiros. Host of
so Nigerian podcast.
Yeah, so I want three of us to just make an episode and we want to name it Why a Podcast, because I want more people to start to do podcasts. It's like having your own radio station in your house and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
And
so,
I'll be lucky thinking of a live show, but we'll still talk about it.
You get what I'm saying. So there's a lot more. So I think that episode will really help people know all the difficulties in podcasting and where the money is and the things that are possible. But it's been a lot of fun. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. Until next time, thank you for listening. It's Quality Content with Kusman. Thank you for riding with us. Me and Edmond here. We've come to the end of this podcast episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. Yeah. So this is the last one for the month. I hope you guys had a great month. Well, I didn't. But anyhow, you're still pushing. Subscribe and share the podcast with two friends. Thank you. I love you all. Until next time.